Integrating the energy grid more closely with surrounding states could prevent blackouts like the ones across the Carolinas on Christmas Eve, according to a new study of public data. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Duke Energy says poor forecasting and cold-related mechanical failures at gas and coal-fired power plants forced it to cut power to 500,000 customers on Christmas Eve. An analysis by environmental and renewable energy industry groups says regional power markets like those in other parts of the U.S. are less susceptible to power shortages than the regulated monopoly structure in the Carolinas. Eddie Moore is with the South Carolina Coastal Conservation League.
When power generation is part of a regional market instead of each utility dispatching the plants locally, you use the available resources more effectively overall. The total is greater than the sum of the parts.
Areas where power transmission and generation are separate, like the Mid-Atlantic and Midwest, have larger grids that can draw power from a wider variety of sources. But Simon Mahon of the Southern Renewable Energy Association says the Southeast has struggled with regional power planning because it's a collection of large companies like Duke Energy that both generate and deliver electricity. Because it's independent, Duke had trouble buying excess power from other regions last month. South Carolina is studying whether to separate power generation and distribution. A Duke Energy spokesman said doing that in the Carolinas, quote, would present more risks than benefits to our customers. He did not explain further. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.